Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. We are back. Episode 56 of the Kicks and Shit Show. Gabby, no.
I feel like we just took a moment of silence, Gerard, for your voice and yeah. Air horn. I like that we both paused at the same time.
Yeah. No air horn. As you know, I was back covering basketball games in person this weekend at Barclays Center and chatting with my fellow media colleagues in Media Row. Because the damn music was so loud and the arena was so loud, I had to yell for people to hear me. So here we go.
You're giving me like, I know this is a different show, but like crazy, sexy, cool voice vibe, this raspiness. Okay, Gerard, I hear you.
Yes, as always, we are bringing up the K&S After Dark promos.
Beats in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
But what is going on in your streets?
Well, Gerard, there are some interesting streets to be had. Let me tell you, though, I got to say, I'm very excited that outside is open, although I feel like I'm time traveling because every day is a different day. There are no rules. It's like spring break, no parents. But it's exhausting being outside. Like, I kind of forgot, like in the way that we had Liz on this past week to talk about how mental health is a muscle. Being outside is a muscle that I have not flexed in a while. And like, your girl can hang.
Not now, like you can't.
I can hang. I'm great in the moment. I just might need to sleep till 11 o'clock the next day, which I'm like, what's happening? Like, I feel fine. I don't know what's going on. But it's nice to be out, you know, these 90 degree streets out of nowhere. You know how that New York weather is. It's either terrible or it's terrible. We have our 1 week of spring that happens randomly between mid-March to like the end of May. We don't know when it's going to be. And then either have rain or full-blown humidity. Back to regular programming.
Everyone's back to regular programming. And that's what it's been. But, you know, given that Memorial Day weekend was a rainy, cold fest, it was nice to be, even though it was 90 and it was warm and humid, fine. It was just nice to be outdoors. And you're right. Like, it is sort of getting used to just being outdoors again and doing that, like, oh, man, like, just walking to a restaurant and, like, being out there. I mean, look, I'm getting way past the days of, like, day drinking and, like, I can't really do that. Not in this heat and humidity.
I believe in you, Gerard. I think you could if you wanted to. I mean, I feel like even the fact that my shoulders haven't even seen the light of day in a long time, like... I know I'm wearing a very risque outfit for the show this week, you guys.
You are showing skin, which never happens. Yes, feet in the street, which you're always trying to promote out here. But just, that's not your thing. You normally, even in the summertime, you're like, long sleeves, hoodies.
I mean, I'll wear a t-shirt, Like, I think the most skin I show are like a little bike short leg, but you know.
were the bike shorts in full effect this weekend?
Bike shorts were in full effect, but I will say something that was very unique to me that was very surprising to my friends, because I'm like, I feel like it's like a coming out party every time you're going out because you haven't seen people in a minute, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So not only did your girl wear a dress.
What?
I also like, I'm a curvy lady. So, you know, I usually wear high cut things.
You weren't? Oh,
I did not. I actually borrowed a dress from our loyal follower, Ellen, one of your favorite listeners, I know.
Ellen, shouts to my free shoes, Ellen. Thank you very much.
Shouts to Ellen. And I did not wear sneakers. Everyone's like, what kicks are you rocking with this dress? And I was like,
shoes?
I'm not.
Did you wear shoes? Heels?
I wore sandals. Heels. Let's not get carried away. Okay. Dress and heels. Like,
what do you think this is?
Vegas? More to come on that later,
well,
folks.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Let's, you know.
Exactly. That includes the feet in the streets. These feet were made for the streets, Gerard.
I can't imagine what the insanity of Vegas is post-COVID. Or did they even have a post-COVID? Or were they just always like, we do whatever we're doing.
I am happy to report back and let you know how it goes for our listeners, you guys. Your girl's taking a vacation for the first time in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I've decided to go to Vegas. You know how I just gave this whole spiel about how exhausting it is being outside? Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, it's a great idea. 8 days in Vegas. It's like the fucking Hanukkah of Las Vegas in COVID. It's like, happy Hanukkah, Mazel Tov, Shabbat Shalom, good night and good luck.
Are we day pooling?
We are day pooling. I feel like you got a day pool. You know, the older that I get, the more I appreciate a good day pool versus like a nightclub.
But will you be wilding out at the day pool?
Depends on the day of the week. But, you know, I've planned like adult friendly activities. Like we might actually go see the PBR rodeo while it's in town.
I'm sorry,
we're going to go hiking. Oh, yeah. You heard me correctly. Did I stutter?
The PBR rodeo.
Yeah, I mean, I think like 8 days of day drinking
is a lot.
Like, is a lot, even at 22. Your girl's not 22 anymore. I know I can hang, but like, I also think it's okay to have a little bit of balance. So just, we're going hiking one of the days. Spreading out the love. I feel like the first weekend, I'm also just very curious how it is in Vegas, right? Because I've heard multiple different things from people that clubs weren't open and then all of a sudden Omni is open, but dance floors aren't open. But dance floors are open in New Jersey. So I would find, I'm no scientist, but
I play one on TV.
If they're open in New Jersey, I would find it very hard to believe that they're not open in Las Vegas. But might be standing corrected on our next episode.
I'm looking forward to a full report because I might be going to Vegas in August. Clearly not for the same reasons you're going. I will not be hitting up any clubs or anything like that.
I didn't say I was hitting up clubs.
Summer League is back. And so I will be most likely covering Summer League in Vegas. I just want to see what the vibe is like in these COVID times.
I'm happy to report back. And, you know, maybe if we play our cards right, sorry, Vegas joke right there, you know, maybe we'll do an episode from Vegas. Maybe I will be reporting live next week. We'll see. I don't want to like get anyone too excited, but you know, it's Rod. I have to ask though, do you get a plus one for Summer League?
Are you trying to join me at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas for Summer League
basketball? I thought you'd never asked, Rod. I'm flattered. I would love to come.
That wasn't an actual invite. We'll see. We'll talk off air about that.
I mean, basketball, sneakers, you know what I mean? You guys let us know. I feel like this should be something that happens. Beats in the Streets does Las Vegas.
Listen, there could be something there. Speaking of people and their feats in the streets, the Nice Kick social media account took a picture over the past few days of a certain Mr. Kanye West, him of the Yeezy Adidas fame, rocking a pair of Nikes. Now, this isn't the first time that Kanye has done something like this. You know, he's Kanye. He just kind of does whatever he does. But I thought it was really interesting because we had our friend Diana Morales on, who is in... I don't know if she's still with Nike National, with a different brand now, but who's been sponsored by shoe brands. And it is very specific. You are not allowed to be photographed or seen in any other shoes besides the ones that are paying you for. And so I'm like, interesting, Kanye. Rocking a little the Nike Vandal High, the Terminator. I was like, that's a nice shoe. Interesting.
Yeah, Yeezus walk, let me tell you. I mean... I just
you and your puns.
You know, I love it. I just can't wait to see Drake's feet in the streets if he's going to be rocking like New Balance or something. Like I feel like he's got to throw us off. He can't rock Adidas, but yeah, I think it's really interesting. And I think Kanye does Kanye like only Kanye does. I know you touched upon that, but I don't know. I think you know there's been a lot of hype around his shoes coming around the summer, so maybe he thought he was going to fly under the radar. You know,
I mean his whole fit. Yeah, I mean, he's got like you can't even see his face. He has a full on like invisible man mask on. Like what the fuck?
I mean, he's Kanye, you know? Ye does what Ye does. That's all I gotta say. I feel like we have to show this photo too so everyone can
We're
gonna post it on social media as well,
it on social and we'll drop it in the in the video. Super Producer Q. Drop that photo right here. It's
I'm not
crazy.
As concerned about like the shoes, but like, could he breathe in that thing? Like, is he trying to like that mask looks like he's steaming some broccoli. I'm concerned, you know, or he's straining some pasta.
It does.
Like, even know that this is Kanye? Is he auditioning for a movie as the villain? I don't know.
Good point. What if it's not even Kanye? How do we know that?
It's giving me like almost like Trump vibes from the side of that profile.
Jesus,
you know, the extension
right.
of the back of that mask looks like that the certain hair piece that we had come to know so well the past
well,
4 years.
Let's so think we'll have to look at that anymore. But from a business standpoint, I do wonder, because we know Kanye was angling to get on the board, right, of Adidas. And I wonder if this is one of his ways of being like, you guys know, I move the needle for you. Now, that's a question for you. Is Kanye Adidas's most important person?
Currently?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm waiting in the wings to see what Jerry Lorenzo is going to do. So I don't think Kanye is necessarily the most important. I think right now he is the biggest breadwinner on behalf of the brand. Mm. You know, Adidas has been getting a little experimental, which I respect. I'm not always as big of a fan as it. I think, like, you know, in a way, people are talking more about New Balance right now than they are about Kanye, which I think, you know, is very fitting that they're relaunching and retroing a few of, like, his key pairs, right? Yep, like, you know me, I love the Wave Runners, the original ones. So I'm very excited that those are coming back. I think that's very interesting, especially because those have had a few iterations of being retroed, you know? Yep. So I think that it's interesting to see in lieu of his partnership with Gap. I don't know if Kanye is the best at focusing on multiple things at the same time. I think Kanye does what Kanye does, and that's, I mean, but that's what's great about him, right? That's why we are always following and always waiting to see what he does for that exact reason. So I'm here for it. I'm intrigued. I think he is also a little bit petty. Not as petty as our man 50 Cent, but I do think that if he's not getting what he wants from Adidas, it makes absolute sense that that's the move that he's going to go with, because Kanye does Kanye better than Kanye.
He is a taste and culture provocateur, right? To say the least. And he, you know, to your point, we talk about him because he matters in popular culture, in sneaker culture, right? I mean, he's one of those omnipresent figures that we've had, and he's been that for quite some time now. So interesting. We'll keep our eye on that situation. Something else that came to my attention, Gabby, that I thought was so fascinating, and you know, you'll talk about this more. We live in an age now of, like, subscription model, right? That seems, it's like PMPM, per member per month. That's how every company that starts a brand or whatever, or some kind of company, that's what they want to do. Get people on the hook, paying for money, paying something for, you know, every month. So I just looked up and I was like, you know, this is interesting. A sneaker subscription model, and it is KYX World. And I was like, oh, this is quite interesting. And it is an opportunity for people to pay a subscription model and have access to elite hot sneakers that they cannot get on sneakers app or through however other releases are done, because, you know, bots and different people get them. And I thought, well, this is a way. I mean, if you really are someone who you want to cop a pair and you want to rock them and do whatever, is this something that could be viable, that people say, I will pay X amount of dollars per month? And there's all different pricing plans, depending on how many shoes a month you want, whatever. Now, the challenge, of course, with it is you don't get to keep the shoes, right? It's you have them for the month, you return them, but then next month, a whole new set come in, right? And again, you're paying whatever your monthly fee is, and it's tiered. I think it's fascinating. And I know for you, it kind of touches, hits you a little personally. So I'm going to let you talk about this, because I think this may be the future of sneaker wear, maybe?
I think this is a way of the future. And I like that you're kind of teeing this up, because just so you guys know, I've had an idea similar to this for a while. It was actually called Feet in the Streets, trademarked. I think that, you know, it's very interesting, the model that's taken. And the feedback I got when I kind of pitched this around a few years ago was, ew, I don't want to share people's sneakers. And I was like, you know, the way to do it, partner with a reputable cleaning brand. I mean, it works for clothing. Mm-hmm. It works for accessories. Putting someone else's earrings in my ears is no different than putting on shoes. It's not like I'm like renting out thongs, and I don't mean the sandals. You know, I think there's something here, and I think the hype culture that we're in, and, you know, I don't take it personally. I think, you know, you could have the right package at the wrong address, right? So I think timing is also everything. I think in the way that the culture is now that people are back out in the streets and they want to start flexing, some of the resale prices on these kicks that they have are insane. And to be able to flex, you know, it's like you rent a Lambo for an event instead of driving your car. Like, people, there's a reason those services exist, because there's a market for it. So I think that this is very interesting. I'm curious if you eventually can pick the kicks that you get, or what that kind of leeway is. I know it's like one pair, two pair, three pair, depending on your subscription model. I think it's interesting. I mean, it's definitely a little bit more cost efficient, but if my advice is, if there's a pair that you really love, put the money that you're going to put for the subscription to that. take your girl TJ's model, save up for a couple months. If it's something that's truly special to you, it's worth buying it because then you can have it. And then you get that longevity. You can pick and choose when you wear it or not wear it. You know, we're all about wearing our kicks. But if that's your bag, is to keep it on ice and just admire its beauty, that's also okay.
Yeah, so the levels they have, it starts as low as $49 a month. And that's for, you get one every month, all the way up to $400 a month, where you get four sneakers every month, right? And it varies in how much the shipment value is, right? So for that one at $400, you get $2,000 worth of kicks in your four pairs, right? So that could be like a super, you know, elite pair, maybe $500, $750, or $1,000, and then maybe a couple $100 ones, depending on what your makeup is there. And you can browse through the 275 plus styles they have. I mean, it's interesting. I'm so curious. Maybe we'll try to see if we can get somebody from KYX to come on the show and talk about it.
Yeah, so, I think it's interesting too. I mean, I think the inventory that they have that they've been pushing on their site, like all current, all hip, you know, you see everything from the foam runners to the guava ices to the dunks, you know, so it's newer inventory. I'd be very curious if it skews newer in general or if there's like more of an OG or a grail pair, like, is that on here? I want to know more. I'm intrigued.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it's just fascinating. But this is, you know, this is the world we live in now, right? Where it's just sort of like everything's kind of changing and it's just, this is the reality of it. So they do, in fact, have the chunky dunks, which are, and I know you tried to get them last year. Wow. And the way they have them, $1,500. I'm like, good Lord.
Nope.
Nope.
No, thank you. No. But it is intriguing, you know, and I think I'd love to see if it switches to where you can pick and choose a little bit more. I think to me, that's a piece that is a big draw because people plan certain fits, right? We're in a culture of social media where everyone wants to flex. They don't want to wear things multiple times anymore in the same way. And that's not unique to sneakers. That's more so with your outfit. I mean, that's why fast fashion has become such a big thing. I wonder if there's a way to translate that and mix fast fashion with sneakers and kind of have that quick consumerism when it comes to kicks. I mean, sneaker styles and trends also change rapidly, right? So like the LeBrons and the more bulky basketball style shoes aren't having a moment in the way that they were. So some of those pieces that people are trying to resell aren't moving in the same way. So that's why I think for me, it's really interesting. There's like, obviously there's a pair of the threes. I can't tell from the picture if they're the cement threes or if they're the Midnight Navy. If they're the Midnight Navy, to me, that's even more interesting. That just shows that it's classic silhouettes, but current colorways, right?
Sure, so,
and of course, you know, you've got to have some Travis Scott's on there. There's a pair of dunks hiding in the background. But I'd love to know like what the inventory list looks like. What's the cleaning process? I mean, I know it has a lot of this on their site, and so shouts to KYX for having that. But very intrigued. I think this really could be the way of the future. And I think, you know, there's interesting questions too. Like for me, the one thing I like about it is if you want to try on some shoes, right? Like I'd love to know, is this a pair I want to buy? Like the cement threes that came out when they retroed were a little bit small. I had them in a 7 and they were a little bit too small. So like, do I get my next pairs in the 7.5 and see what works? Or my Ambush dunks are in a 7 and they're huge on me. So do I try 6.5? I think it's in that sense a good way to try without feeling like you're stuck with a pair of kicks.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. I'm going to see if we can get someone from KYX on because this is really, really interesting. And it just follows what we're doing consumer-wise as a culture, right? I mean, it's ride-sharing. It's, right, everything is this sort of like not so much owning the physical tangible asset itself, right, versus paying this sort of subscription fee to have access to it when I need it, right? That's kind of where we're at. Well, you know.
Perception is reality, you know? It's like I think people will think that people have a lot more sneakers in their collection. Not everyone can be Joe West Coast, but.
Joe West Coast. Like, do we talk about that dude every week?
Never forget.
Okay. So another thing I saw this week, there's a store that has having success beating something that we always talk about, which is the bot culture, right? And the way in which people just sign on and they, you know, they just can't all the shoes that we want. And Union Los Angeles, which is a very popular store, and that they've done a lot of collaborations with Jordan Brand and Nike, that, you know, the Jordan 4s. And did you get You got Union Force, didn't you? No. Maybe Tara did. Mm-hmm. I feel like a recent guest got Union Force. But anyway.
Lainey was talking about them.
Lainey was talking about them. Okay. Yeah.
I have a sickness that I remember that, by the way.
But they're working to do some things to keep shoes accessible for people who really want them and get them away from the bots. And I kind of like that, right? I like this idea of, you know, working with Shopify, which is what Union LA is doing, to make sure that people have access to the shoes, you know, so as opposed to the bots and then resale markets, and I'm paying $500 for a shoe that I could have gotten for $200 if I was, you know, if I was so fortunate. I think Union LA doing this is really cool. I would like to think that hopefully more brands and more stores would think about doing something like this.
I think that could be the reinsurgence of the mom and pop type shops too, like the individual stores and the retailers versus the big conglomerates, right? Like right now, there's not a lot of incentive for the bigger brands to change their model because a lot of them partner with the GOATs and StockXs of the world, right? I mean, I also think like there's not a day that goes by that I don't see someone posting about bots or, hey guys, pick up a different size. Like if the kicks really are for you, then why are you getting size 7, which is always so hard to get your hands on, right? It's like, it's a thing. I'd be curious because I think so much is out of our control too, right? Of what's a bot versus people just buying other sizes to flip them. I'm curious what those precautions are. Is it like limit one pair per person? I'm sure they'll be doing stuff like that. But I think this could be, if it's a success, the new wave. I mean, I know you've said for some of the sneakers that you've tried to get, you couldn't even get in to enter the raffle. Curious if this is going to be the same type of issue. But I like the direction that it's heading, and I like the message that comes with it.
Yeah, so what it looks like Union and Shopify are doing is they're making the sort of process multi-layered in terms of questions to ask. So the bots, right, really, like, so for instance, one of it is, what color is an orange, right? And the bots are just not able to answer that question, right? Because, well, an orange is orange. I mean, the answer is in the question, right? But like, and they just set up a multiple layering of questions to prevent, again, the automated bots from answering and filling it out, right? Because I think they're smart enough to do the whole click yes if you're a robot. Like, that's an easy one. Yeah,
the CAPTCHA, find all the ones with traffic lights.
Exactly. Those are easy to trick versus, like, typing in actual answers to questions, right? Now, like everything else, I'm sure the people who make bots are going to figure out a way to make them smarter, and right? Like, it's going to be this constant back and forth cat and mouse. But I like the idea of Union LA and Shopify partnering to do this, and I hope more brands and more companies are like, yeah, let's do this so we can, because what they used to do, and what they do sometimes still, is only in-store launches, right? Which is cool if you're in LA or if you're in, but what if you don't live in LA? What if you live in wherever and you can't? I'm not flying in just for this launch and I want to get it, right? So I like this idea.
I'm intrigued by this. But, you know, one thing that I do want to call out is I think, you know, as someone who's grown up in New York or New York City suburbs my entire life, I think when it comes to fashion, when it comes to culture, items that I'm trying to get, my friends, I'll use this as an analogy, right? When I used to go back up to college, I would go to the H&M in Saratoga and in Albany, and my friends would be like, don't you have that in New York? And my response was always, it's picked over so quickly there because there's a higher demand and there's also a different appreciation for that type of style and culture. And I'm very intrigued, and, you know, I'm more asking, I'm not trying to come from a place of ignorance, but is that an issue that is more true with cities in terms of getting inventory? Because I feel like a lot of the friends that I have that live around the country in smaller cities or even smaller towns, they have a plug at their sneaker store because there's not as many people that are trying to get the same merch. So I'm really curious to see, and, you know, I could be totally off on this one. So, but my understanding is I'd be curious to see if other larger city retailers follow suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't see this being something that trickles to the smaller, like, mom and pop shops in different, like, second sized cities around the country.
So you're saying in Idaho, this is probably not going to happen.
I want to say Utah, but you're correct.
I can't. You and your puns. Just
can't hang anymore, Gerard. They're clearly delirious. They're just coming into Monday. Coming in hot.
They're just ridiculous. All right, folks, stay tuned because you know what's coming up next. America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace in dope kicks. Gabby and I are going to show off a pair, you know, that we like. That's what it is. Stay tuned. What's good, everybody? We're back. Now, you know what time it is. America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane. Now, you know, Chad and Adina just killing it over at Another Lane. I mean, they are, the platform is growing. They're out here all over the news, being seen everywhere. New York Times, on TV. Listen, they're doing the damn thing. We keep telling you, if you care about sneaker culture and you want to get involved, you want to put your collection up, you want to look for those exclusive pairs, you want to chat with like-minded people who share a love of the culture that you love so much, why aren't you on AnotherLane.com? Why haven't you gone to the website? Why haven't you reached out? What are you doing? Get over there and do that. Now, it's time for us, Gabby, to do our shoe and tell. Ladies first, what do you got?
Oh, I feel like I never go first when we do shoe and tell. This is, I'm like caught off guard a little bit. I mean, I feel like we got to have Chad and Adina back on because we really are legendary. I mean, I just hope they're not too big for us now that we don't get a call back. I'm just saying, we love you guys. I think they actually just celebrated an anniversary
They sure did.
Which, you know, I was there on the day that they met.
You were.
Very coincidentally. Right place, right time, you know? It's the Yenta vibes that I put out. Always a bridesmaid over here, you know, putting out the vibes. But, you know, I'd love to have them back on because they really are such a treasure trove of knowledge in the space. And
just good people.
I would say lovely humans. A pair that I'm going to show today, Gerard, I'm going to tease this up because there are a few things that you know that I don't really rock with.
White shoes, number one.
Number two, what do I not really do too much of in the summer?
Oh, it's good. Summer. God. Well, now you're putting me on a spot. What don't you do in the summer?
I mean, you were right with the first one. So I'm like, that's spicy. I don't do as many high tops in the summer.
That's true. Well, we're the same on that. We like lows in the summer.
Yes, exactly. So that's why this pair is a little bit different because
it's a white, you know, it's a white high top.
However, did you figure that one out, July? Steph Curry with the shot, boy.
Listen, okay, I try.
You got layup every time, take the shot, my friend. The reason I want to talk about these is because sneaker culture, to me, one of the things that I find fascinating is, you know, there are trends that ebb and flow, right? You know that Dunks a couple years ago, like, nobody gave the time of day about. Air Jordan 1 mids and even the high tops. Like, people, you can get them by going into a store. Now, like, I had a friend who was like, I really want to get a pair of ones. Like, what do I do? And I was like, you don't. That's what you do. Or you pay resale, or you look at it in Another Lane or an eBay, you know? And it just, it's interesting seeing the classics, especially ebb and flow. So right now, a shoe that I think, you know, a lot of the tastemakers in sneaker culture have been talking about, and I've seen them pick up just basic white pairs, is a classic Uptown. I always think of our friend Dr. Dre, where he is like the James Bond of Air Force Ones, where he like wears a pair, gets a scuff, throws it out. It's like a whole closet full of them. I mean, what a life, luxury. But
must be nice.
I don't know what that's like. That's okay.
That's all right.
I also, you know, I love a good custom every once in a while. So this pair that I'm going to show for me is like kind of a must have for summer because it's clean. And Uptown is like a classic silhouette, especially being from New York. Like, you know, you've got to rock the forces. I actually, you know, I've never had an Air Force One low, which is kind of crazy. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out which one is the right pair for me. But there's something about this remix.
Oh, I like.
It's just so clean.
I like it. I like it.
There's nothing crazy with the design, with the custom. You know, shouts to Tommy Trillions for making this pair for me.
I like it.
But it's just.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
That's a nice summer shoe. I like that. Yeah.
And you know, and it's great with bike shorts because I can rock my Nike scrunch socks. Although I have to say, you know, I was out with our girl Tara over the weekend. You know, and we always observe the feet in the streets because that's one of the best things about going out now in public is like shoe contact before eye contact. Always. And let me tell you, there was this homie who had a fresh pair of kicks. You know, I think it was actually the Guava Ice 4s. But he had his Nike tube socks pulled up so tight. Tara and I literally were like, like, I feel like he gave his like feet a wedgie.
Oh, man. You were clowning this dude?
I mean, respectfully. But if you're going to flex, do it the right way. Now, do you? I mean, do you? If you like your socks all the way up, wear your socks all the way up. For me, I'm going to scrunch them down. These look great with everything from bike shorts to a cute little black mini dress to white jeans because 'tis the season. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something that's so versatile about this shoe, and there's something about the paint drip detail mm-hmm. to me that just makes it really unique. It's like I said, it's nothing crazy. But I think sometimes we get too crazy with some of the customs, right? We feel like we have to do too much. Like
sometimes less is just better.
Just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like
it.
Love what you got there.
Thank you.
Well, like you, as you know, I don't like to do high tops in the summertime either. Don't like is the wrong word, but it's just I generally go lows or whatever. Now, this pair, however, is a pair that I talked about last year. And I love it so much because the colors work for spring and summer. And so I'm like, you know what? I can do it. So here we go. I'm going to show you.
When you say the colors, Gerard, what color are they?
Well, Gabby, they are neutral gray, not seafoam green.
From the angle, I see seafoam green right now. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if it's the ring light situation that's, you know, but then you turn it and I see gray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks almost two-toned. I think that's a fascinating shoe.
Yeah. So, of course, this is the Retro 7 design. So look like a bunny, a hare, if you will. This is the faux rabbit leather exterior, which I love. Of course, the pink on the outsole here, right? Because that's the inside of a bunny's ear, right? Pink. Love it on the tongue. It's just, it's just a funky kind of shoe, right? Like from a, it's just like from a material standpoint and everything. And of course, you see the soles. You see the soles? I wear them, guys. That's how you know. But in the summertime, I like spring and summer. I like these with a nice like blue cotton linen blend pant, you know, like I like these. This is my jam. And yeah, even with a cotton blend linen suit, you might see me in these, in these.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Maybe like a white pant. Mm-hmm. Even. I don't know if you go white jeans, but, white linen pant, but I'm here for it.
I definitely go white linen pant.
Gerard though. Mm-hmm. You know, since you're showing these, you know, I think there's a lot of great occasions over the summer that I think those shoes would be great for. Mm. But there's a certain date in July that I feel like, you know, our man's LeBron already has admitted he's not playing for the Olympics this year. He's going to go play for the Toon Squad.
See, this would require me to actually go somewhere and see this movie, which you know is not happening.
But Gerard, what if Kicks and Shit gets invited?
Oh, well, if we get invited to a free premiere, well then, yeah, of course we're going to that. I mean, if it's a premiere, fine, but I'm not going to actively...
So now I feel like now we've established a new set of boundaries, right? It's like, Gerard, with your principles, you're like, I am all for being against it, but it is free. Maybe I'll bend a little bit.
Well, I think you know, right? Free is sort of my thing, and you know, as Hazel jumps on the bed behind me.
She's like, what is this animal in the apartment? I'm taking the shoes.
You know, if it is free and if it's something where you have an opportunity to be around people for this big premiere and to see things and to do stuff, I'll do it. But me actually myself go to a movie theater and spend dollars on, no, I'm not doing that.
So what you're saying is, I just want to make sure I'm tracking correctly on this one.
I hear you.
If I buy a
No.
And we write it off on our taxes for market research for the show. I even am a gentleman, so I'll pick you up in my car. Maybe I'll put the top down, get real fancy. Ooh. Or I'll get you an Uber XL because only the finest for you, Jay. You're still saying that's a no?
No, yes, that's a no. I'm saying if we are invited to the premiere where there will be celebrities and stars and an after party, yeah, I'll go to that.
Okay, well, who said anything about an after party? You just said a premiere. Let's not get carried away, okay? Okay.
So shout to all our friends at Warner Brothers et al. Who can hook us up.
You never know.
Listen, you got to put it out there or else...
Manifest that shit, yo.
You know? Got to. Well, folks, that was another rousing edition of Shoe and Tell, America's favorite segment, presented by Another Lane. Check out anotherlane.com. Make sure you see what's going on. And that's it for our show today. A quick one. Just wanted to make sure we touch base with you guys, see what's happening. We got some cool guests in the coming weeks. And we're going to keep this thing rocking all summer long. Stay cool out there. As always, you know where we are. We're on all social media platforms at Kicks and Shit Show. We are part of the Bomb Podcast family. We're Count the Dings. We're there. So make sure you check us out. And until next time, peace.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.